The Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward is caring for its first whale. The newborn beluga calf turned up in Naknek Bay yesterday. Center staff flew to Naknek to rescue it. APRN's Wendy Johnson reports.
Shannon Ford and Don Ward, two commercial fishermen in Naknek, were driving from the local cannery to their fish camp just after a windstorm on Monday afternoon when the tide was changing. They noticed an eagle and pulled over to get a closer look. That's when they noticed the slightly dried baby beluga whale in the surf. Though Ford has seen many beluga whales in the bay where she fishes, she describes seeing the baby as a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
They're such appealing creatures, and they look like they have a little smile. And she also was very vocal. She made a lot of clicks and whistles and everything, and was clearly in distress. And it just really is very emotional to see a creature like that that just wants its mother. You know, it still had part of the umbilical cord.
The two made several attempts to persuade the calf, which turned out to be male, to swim away into open water. But it became obvious that the calf was confused after it continued to swim back to the shore toward them. That's when Ford called the Alaska Sea Life Center to help. Tara Reamer Jones, president of the Alaska Sea Life Center, thinks the windstorm played a role in the calf's confusion.
From what we can tell, it's possible that the birth happened during the storm. So it's not terribly surprising that, you know, things might have gotten confused. But this isn't something that seems to happen very frequently at all.
Ford and Ward, along with plenty of neighbors, kept the calf safe and wet while the Alaska Sea Life Center obtained a plane to transport the calf from the bay to Seward. Three of their staff members boarded the plane and flew to South Naknek to help. Some regularly scheduled flights needed to be delayed to make room on the airstrip for the aircraft, but Jones says that wasn't a problem.
Grant Aviation had flights that were departing out of Homer and Kenai that were both delayed because of this animal. And from what we were told by them, their customers who were waiting for those flights were very happy and excited that they had a part in helping rescue this animal. Everyone made their connections, and so it was good all around.
The 2 or 3 day old calf successfully traveled to the Sea Life Center. Staff there are now tube feeding the animal a special milk formula specifically designed for belugas until it can learn to suckle on its own. Other than that, Joan says that the calf appears to be healthy.
It's almost 5 feet long and weighs about 110 pounds, and it's kind of like a little gray butterball. They don't get to be that bright white that people are used to seeing in adults until they're several years old. And it's been swimming around the pool and making some of its vocalizations as it comes up to breathe as well.
The Alaska Sea Life Center will hold the calf until the National Marine Fisheries Service finds it a permanent home in one of the country's 7 aquariums capable of holding a beluga. As of now, the calf is unnamed, but Jones plans to start working on that soon. In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Johnson.